Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, Dr. Josh Hand here. This is Lifestyle Locker Radio, episode 253. This is week 8 of the X3 Bar. Training is coming up and moving forward with running as I prepare for the R3. I know, lots of letters here. X3, R3. X3 Bar is the actual training equipment that I'm using. And R3 is the rim to rim on the Grand Canyon for those who have not been following yet. So the training has been going really, really well. This week feels really good. I'm starting to actually fill out my size large t-shirts a little bit. There are muscles being built for sure 8 weeks into the game. I feel pretty good. And I can tell you, I have not weighed myself in a long time. I'm going to jump on the scale maybe shortly after recording this to see where I actually stand and actually weigh, because I'm curious to see where I'll be for the R3. I'm going to start to lean down my eating and clean up more and dial things in. And I'll go over more details as I go forward with this. But I put in some good mileage this week, nothing crazy. So far in the 3 runs I've done 18 so far and changed, maybe 19, 20 miles. I'm probably going to do another 5 or 6 after this recording. We did have some rain last night, so the trails are out for me. I don't want to get injured pre-event, so when it's raining, as much as it stinks, I will be running on the street because it's a little bit safer for me as far as slips and falls go. So nonetheless, the runs this week were gnarly. So we did 2 about 1,700 feet vertical gain for back-to-back runs and another run earlier in the week. So what's been challenging, or what was challenging, I ran on Saturday, or what they say, I ran on Friday. And on Friday, it was about 95 degrees outside, really good amount of humidity. And we were having some construction done in our house. So I ran in the afternoon when I was able to get out. So I ran in the peak of the day. I ran at 4 p.m. I did this stuff. I felt like garbage. I used the X3 bar probably about 2 or 3 hours before. Maybe not my best judgment, but I did that heavy, that from squats. It's a push day. So the squats, there's a shoulder press, there's triceps, and then there's squats, shoulder press, triceps, and bench press. Those are the 4 things. I did them heavy, for me at least. Sweating after my 10 minutes of that workout. So the run after, a few hours later, and also eating. So my fuel that day, about 3 hours before the run, somewhere around just after using the X3, I had 4 eggs and some what I call bulletproof sweet potatoes or yams. So they're sliced up and they're loaded with butter and coconut oil and some pink salt. So I had that with some eggs. So probably before a long run, a few hours before, it might not be enough time to digest, but I can tell you what, going on the way back, I think there's about 5 peaks I hit. Man, I was, I don't want to say bonking is the right word, but I was like, oh my God, I'd lean forward and water would just start pouring off of my visor. And I was sweating a lot, drinking a bunch of water, but still, I felt the food and I felt the physical fatigue from the X3 earlier. So for those of you that are going to be doing this and getting and using this X3 bar and you want to run and want to do some endurance training, I recommend splitting it up. Do your running in the AM when it's nice and cool if you can. Do your X3 bar in the evening or flip them out so you can do them any way you want. But I will give you some space in between. But I can tell you what, after doing these hills, these 5 peaks back and forth, both Friday and Saturday, my low back, the evening on Saturday, holy cow, was sore as can be. Like bending, twisting, turning, it all hurt. It almost felt like an injury, but knowing it wasn't an injury, knowing it was soreness. And my wife was like, you sure you think that's the running? And I said, yes, I've been doing, this is a lot of vertical gain, up and down. Plus I was running 2 days back to back, or maybe even three consecutive runs this week were all in new sneakers, brand new. So 20 miles a week with brand new shoes. maybe not my best judgment, but I need to get after it. Need to get the body adapting quick to these types of situations. Same brand shoe, just a little bit less cushion, but great tread. They are actually the Altra, A-L-T-R-A, Altra, I should say, Timp, I think Timp 2, T-I-M-P, Timp Trails 2. Actually love them. They're really light. They are like a lean running shoe. There's not a huge amount of cushion. This cushion under there, though, the traction is phenomenal, and they feel really good for distance. So I highly recommend for those that are going. I use the Olympus. I think they're 4.5s or 4.0s, whatever the newest Ultra Olympuses are. I have the Timp 2.5s. I have Lone Peaks as well. I have a few pairs. I may actually pick up another pair of these Timp 2.0s because I really do like the way they feel. They are like really lightweight. They're probably one of the lightest, most comfortable Ultras I've worn. So for those that are looking, get it. Check out their website. I don't have any kind of special deal for anybody, but I want to let you know that I definitely highly recommend their shoes as far as having the nice natural toe box, the zero drop, and a ton of traction for the trail. And they also make street shoes for you marathoners or 5Kers or anywhere in between. Their shoes are quite awesome. So to finish up the week, I will, like I said, I'll be hitting up another short distance run. The following week, I have to do some continuing eds, so I have to really prep my, prep my runs, because I may have to do them really, really early in the morning, maybe even headlamp runs. I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I do want to get some extra distance in on Saturday and or Sunday next week, potentially Friday. My continuing ed, I'm not sure when that is for, time-wise, but I have to be on video on Zoom, so that's going to be, I can't do that running. That'll be really challenging. I mean, holding my phone for a couple hours in front of my face would stink while I'm running. My arms would probably want to fall off. So I got that the following week. So get this. Remember, I mentioned the Standard Process, the nutrition company that's bringing me into their research facility, research lab. I am pumped. I'm nervous. I'm excited. All the above. It's like, oh my God, what are they going to find out? I'm really excited because when it comes to knowing what you're putting in your body, knowing what's going on, how it's functioning and performing, data is really important. Hence the reason I wear the Garmin watch, I wear the Oura Ring for sleep. These are important devices, but I'm taking it to the next level with the help of Standard Process's research team so I can actually find out more about myself so I can perform better, be healthier, and keep my body as nutrient dense and healthy as possible. I want to be filled with good things because it keeps my immune system going, it keeps my nervous system going, which is a main frame for the whole body, right? That main system. And it allows me to actually heal fast so I can recover. So if I'm fueling myself correctly with food and nutrition and rest and all of the lifestyle things, then I will recover faster so I can keep performing again and again and again. There was time when I was training for my 100, maybe a year and a half ago, whatever that was, that I hit multiple days in a row of 20-mile days back to back to back. Yes, it stunk. It was hard, but I was able to do it, right? So I'd be able to recover for it and go to work that following Monday, if that was on a weekend, I don't remember. But I think it was 4 days in a row of that, so, or 5 days, whatever it was. It's a lot. So if we can fuel ourselves and I can actually get some data, the great news is this, and this is, for me, I'm excited because I get to biohack myself. And yes, I've been running with my, you can hear if you're listening, that jingling, that's the Heal Capsule from Leela Quantum. I think it's a great, great product. But what I'll be getting, all of this data about myself through this research lab, there will be tools that I can use that I'll be able to bring back as a chiropractor to my practice. To those of you that are listening through Standard Process, there may be some really cool tools that I can use with all of you to help you dial in better, healthier, safer, more functional nutrition for yourself so you actually can function, perform, and heal better. So look forward to that. That happens on the 19th and 20th. I'm really pumped. They're sending me down to North Carolina to the research facility, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And on the horizon, there are some amazing guests coming up. Got invited to go to something called, hold on, hold your horses here, called to Biohacking Congress. This is October 16th and 17th this year in Miami. Some amazing guests. I'm going to be interviewing a couple of them. So you'll see these interviews dropping soon. Dr. John Jaquish is going to be dropping soon. We have the Essential Oil Masters, which you'll see more details on essential oils coming up very soon. That'll be dropping in September. Details on that. The book is going to be called the Essential Oil Apothecary by Dr. Eric Zielinski and his beautiful bride. So check out the details there. But the Biohacking Congress is really, really cool. I'm excited. We're going to have some really cool guests coming in for us. And I will have some gifts for some of you. If you want, I will have free live stream tickets. I will also have discount codes for all of you that may want to show up live in this event in Miami. I'll tell you what, Florida is rocking and rolling these days. It's a free, awesome state. Things are moving forward in Florida. So I'm pumped. I may actually be going. I'm not totally sure yet. So check the details out, and that's biohackingcongress.com, and it's the Miami event. So check that out as well, and I will have more details on gifting you on the next episode of Lifestyle Locker Radio, some coupon codes and discount codes and things you'll need to participate. All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace out. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you. If you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real-world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk, that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.